following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
Racing along at 2 miles an hour in a drive-through car wash. Sure, Goodyear tires are built to face it. All that soap. But storm chasers also use Goodyear tires for tracking tornadoes and hurricanes and stuff. And everything we learn making tires for expert drivers inspires what we roll into yours. Would you seriously be okay with just car wash tires? Go to Goodyear.com and find out how to get up to a $160 rebate. Goodyear, more driven.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com,
as well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday, the 22nd day of May, the final day of the high school sports season across the state of Nebraska, because it's the final round of the boys' state golf tournament.
Moment of silence for that. Moment of silence.
It was a good one. And again, it all depends where you were. It's always a good one for us because we get to cover great athletes and talk to coaches and cover some great competitive games throughout the year. And
we cast a wide enough net, we're going to catch some pretty good fish out there. I can't think of a year in the last decade we haven't had kind of a champion or just a real quality team we've had a chance to follow with through one of our sports.
And you always have, it's always new for somebody. And then there's always maybe that dynasty or near dynasty that continues and things change and evolve and revolve. And we'll get a chance to wrap up the sports season with some of our high school sports buddies like Bob Jensen here in the next week, because that's what we'll do. And then it's creeping up on me, and I got to get more ready for this, but the Shrine Bowl is really just 10 days away.
Yeah.
It is a week from Saturday at Foster Field in Kearney, which you'll be able to hear on 98.9 FM. We'll have the call of the Shrine Bowl, and then a couple of weeks after that, the 8-man All-Star game. But June 1st, the earliest I've ever played the Shrine Bowl.
Yeah, that is, it is awfully early. But you know what? You're still kind of in that high school mode, kind of like you just kind of mentioned. So a lot of times that was kind of that camp that took place before the college camp. And so when they started the Shrine Bowl prep, it was all football all the time. Now there's going to be a pretty good-sized gap in there.
We're going to talk on the show in our next segment with John McBride, the athletic director at UNK, for the kind of season wrap-up and quite a bit on his retirement as he steps aside at the end of next month, as we broadcast you live last week, the press conference. And if you missed any of it, only station that was there to bring you everything live, you can go to our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, and that was last Monday if you want to catch any of those comments. But we will talk with the athletic director who steps down. He's battling Parkinson's, getting that under control, and we'll talk with John about that. We'll talk with him about sports. We'll talk with him about the future of UNK, and that's coming up in our next segment. Plus, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Nebraska Danger game. In fact, here's what we're doing. Just because you're listening right off the bat today, here's what we're doing right off the bat today. I was going to go there, but we'll get to Sergio in just a little bit because I'm tired of hearing about it. I just want to give away a couple of pair of tickets to Friday night's Nebraska Danger game against the Wyoming Cavalry. All you got to do is pick your phone up right now and call us. Our studio line is 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. Again, that's 888-455-3776. Producer Jeff's going to give away a couple of pairs of tickets to the first couple of folks that call in, and we'll get you tickets to the Nebraska Danger game on Friday night. So that's all coming up on the show today, plus state golf. We're going to recap that here in a little bit. I don't want to dwell on this, Randy. I love what some of the community is doing in the media of just kind of saying, let's already put this Sergio fried chicken Tiger Woods thing. And Tiger Woods has stepped up and says, this was 2 weeks ago, blah, blah, about the comment. 2 weeks ago that we had this little feud. Let's talk about golf. Let's play golf. Let's move on. And if Tiger, if the one that everyone thinks is being wronged, says
move on, it's time to move on.
It's time to move on.
Yeah. Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. And there was a guy on ESPN we saw.
Michael Smith. Yeah.
Hit the nail on the head. The comment was not funny. It was not imaginative. And he said, you know, Sergio's golf game is not imaginative either. And I thought that was a pretty good dig in there as well. But he said, he said, and you know what? As an African-American, I shouldn't be embarrassed to like chicken. And he even kind of talked about that a little bit. I always wondered, you know, Garcia's from Spain. Did he really understand? And the more I got to think about it, he chose his words. You know, he didn't stumble onto that. He ran into it. So he had to know that there was that kind of correlation to the racial implications of that comment. And you know what? Here's the answer to the question, Sergio. Are you going to have Tiger Woods over? Are you going to have Tiger Woods for supper? No, I'm not a cannibal. I mean, that's your funny line, and then be done with it, and don't get yourself into this kind of area. And you know, you can even diss Tiger and say, yeah, I'd have him over, but there isn't room for him and his ego. I mean, there's all sorts of things you can say if you want to be funny, without crossing that line. There is a line there that you shouldn't cross.
Let's face it. How many times have you actually heard Sergio trying to be funny? He's with his buddies on the European award circuit over there. They probably had a couple of pops during the evening.
Yeah.
He's trying to be funny.
And he's not very good at it.
It happens to all of us. We say something that you probably shouldn't have said.
Yeah, and the problem is, and it's true of more and more people, but certainly for somebody in that situation, everything you say is instantly going to be out there, and everybody's going to know what you said. Social media today, with all that other stuff, you know, even just regular old folks running around town, if they say something, it's going to be out there, and people are going to know about it. And there's just a level of, and I'm not a big fan of political correctness, but we crossed the line there with Sergio.
Hey, folks, thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for picking up some danger tickets right off the bat. We've got Carney, Hastings, and Palmer have all picked up tickets today. David from Palmer, Mike from Hastings, Terry and Carney have all picked up a pair of tickets to the Nebraska Danger game. They're finally back home after being gone for a month. Friday night against Wyoming, trying to clinch a spot into the playoffs. That's Friday night at 7. We'll give you another chance. We've got them up on our Facebook page. We're going to be giving away some there. We gave away some on our tweets yesterday, got rid of a couple there. So all over the place, Nebraska Danger tickets, and we'll continue to do that here over the next couple of days to give those away. Your thoughts on anything in the world of sports or elsewhere? I mean, let's face it, we went from tornadoes in Oklahoma to Sergio taking us off of that to everything in between. And you can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. State golf tournament yesterday. Got a chance to stop by Highlands and Lincoln and talk to the coaches and see how things are going. It was miserable. I mean, it's miserable. You look at these scores, and you have to really tip your hat to the Class A golfers yesterday, because Hastings shot a 314, and that put them in eighth place. Omaha Creighton Prep, again, cool, windy. They shot under par as a team, which is unheard of in high school golf in the state of Nebraska. And still, only a 6-shot lead over Lincoln Pius X. Randy,
that's some
Lincoln
pretty
high Pius golf. X, just moving into Class A here in the last week, has pushed the Kearney Boys track dynasty and the Omaha Creighton Prep golf dynasty to the brink in the state tournament. This is a team that should be in Class B. If they were in Class B, now it's a different course, but Scott's Bluff shot 320 in Grand Island, and Pius shot 289 in Omaha. That's 31 strokes, bro.
Yeah, and again, different weather conditions, and the weather conditions in Lincoln were worse.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so if you really look at those scores, you can compare them a little bit. Now, I understand different course, but the weather conditions in Lincoln were worse. So I would, yeah, that's pretty impressive right there that Lincoln Pius X has been able to do. But that's one of those sports. They've been traditionally pretty good in golf. Yeah, they haven't really ever been just playing flat out bad. They tended to do pretty well in golf.
And for the area golfers, Craig Marble of Hastings shot 75. That's 4 over yesterday, tied for 14th. The low man for Kearney was Corey Loeffler, 1 shot behind him. In Class B, Scotts Bluff leads Blair by 6. Aurora is in 6th, and Holdridge sets in 11th. Lucas Gross-Nicholas of Aurora, 2 off the lead, tied for 2nd after a 77. Right here in Kearney at Class D at Meadowlark Hills, the largest first-day lead will belong to Thayer Central, 347, 20 shots ahead of Bancroft Rosalie. Overton 7th, defending champ Heartland Lutheran 12th, and South Loop, which is Callaway Arnold, is a 13th. And in the Class D, Garrett Ring of Alma finishes day one with the lead. 78 is the best anyone can do at Meadowlark yesterday. That's 1 shot over a couple of other golfers, Jake Cottom from Thayer Central and Michael Brockhouse from Humphrey St. Francis. Also in Class C, Gibbon, 328. 1 shot ahead of Laurel Concord. David City is 4 back. Hardington Cedar Catholic is 5 back. You've got 3 teams that are 11 back, including Hastings St. Cecilia. Ord's 8th. Kearney Catholic at 359, shot 10th. And Sutton, the defending champ, is 13th. And a new name atop the leaderboard there in Class C. We've been used to seeing Mitchell Clues of Plainview. Well, he transferred to Laurel Concord, and it's still a Plainview kid. Sam Murat shoots a 4-under par 68 in those conditions yesterday. Riley Reinertsen was 2-under on the back to get it to even par. He's in 2nd at even. And Clues, the 2-time defending champion, is 8 off the lead after a 4 over 76. Ryan Milks of Gibbon setting in 6th place. But 328, worst round of the year by Gibbon. They still lead at the state tournament.
But I think a lot of people anticipate they'd be up by maybe double digits in terms of strokes and have kind of a little cushion there. They're going to get pushed today, and that's a situation they haven't been in a lot. It'd be interesting to see what they're going to do. I have a feeling they're going to respond. I really like their chances, not just because they're ahead, obviously, but I think that's a quality golf team, and I think they're going to be able to put their foot into the gas a little bit and speed away from Laurel Concord before it's all done.
Well, here's a little bit of what Paul Reinertsen had to say after the round yesterday.
Well, after about 45 minutes this morning, I was a little concerned. We got off to a really slow start, mishit some balls, didn't putt very well, kind of dug ourselves a hole. And so a little concerned. I was kind of hoping for a rain delay there, maybe a little bit so we could regroup. But, you know, the best part is we really did not play great golf today, but I think we're going to probably have a 1 or 2 shot lead. So that's a real positive. I hope those guys look at. There's no beauty points at this time of the year. We're just trying to get the job done.
And Reinertsen also thinks that they can get the job done.
Whether you're up a shot or down a shot, I don't know if that really would matter going into the tomorrow, but I think it was a key to find something in your game those last few holes to give you confidence tomorrow. What I'm going to tell them here a little bit is, hey, you know what? We didn't play great. We all know that. We're not going to make any bones about it, but hey, we got the lead, and if we play our best golf tomorrow, we're going to get it done.
And like you said, they got better through the course of the day, and I think that momentum of improvement is going to continue today. That's really kind of what I'm predicting, hoping for as well. I mean, it's a prediction. It's also a hope. I wish them the best of luck.
And if not, St. Cecilia could be there to nip on their heels. They've got a lot of experience as well.
True.
And we'll see how the scoring comes out today. Missouri Valley Conference Baseball Tournament. All of a sudden, Creighton was supposed to be a team that was going to do a lot of damage and had a really good team. I'm not sure they're even going to make a regional now. They were upset yesterday, 4-3. Wichita State was upset, so they're playing each other. And a rain delay, that game should have been almost over by now, but they're in a rain delay and won't start until almost noon today. Nebraska will play Michigan at 3:35 this afternoon in the Big Ten tournament. All the games are on the Big Ten network. Minnesota and Illinois coverage begins at noon, and then you can also hear all the Nebraska games on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. What do you think? again, you got to get by today. Today is such a huge game. Michigan, I don't know what all they've got to play for. Nothing more than Nebraska has to play for. I think Nebraska's got a really good chance to win the first two, and then let's see what happens. Maybe not have to play Indiana. I said yesterday I don't think Indiana wins the tournament because they don't have to. And there's, the pressure's not there as it usually is in the Big Ten tournament. Usually only the winner's going to go on. That's not the case this year.
Yeah, and I think that could make a decision in terms of their pitching, where they want to go, and it does open the door a little bit. But Nebraska is probably going to have to win a game by Johnny Holstaff. I mean, they're in that position where they got that one more game where they're going to have to scramble and find some way to, yeah. And he looks different everywhere he goes. He's kind of a chameleon. He changes out there. They're going to have that game where they throw a lot of different pitchers. You know, give me two innings and then we move on to the next guy. And that is a tough position to be in. And not saying it can't be done, but that's a tough position to be in. So having to play that extra game does work against Nebraska, I think, dramatically.
And American Legion baseball last night, Kearney 5 points, and Little Caesars got their season underway by beating Broken Bow. They are at Palmer tonight, and then they return home to play McCook and Overton and Hastings over the next couple of days. Kearney Post 52 will host Norfolk tonight at 5:30 and 8, and Hastings 5 points fell to Lincoln North Star last night. They'll play Lincoln Northeast this evening.
It's kind of fun to go out there, and I actually have a kid that's playing now, so it was kind of fun to be kind of involved in that a little bit.
Even more locally, and big discussion we've talked about, and I think we will at the end of the show. John McBride's going to join us in our next segment for our Loper Link about, and we'll talk a lot about support of the program and how much you can support. And I guess I'll bring this up. We talked about it off the air a little bit, and one of the things we'll talk about with John is how the MIAA is really different in their support of Division II. For years, I think we can still say this, UNK has been well supported, from going to the games to giving money to being supportive. Now, yet, you being a UNK alum, there's no doubt everybody's a Husker fan. And where everything falls out from there is obviously different. Not all the MIAA schools are in Kansas, but they are in Kansas and Missouri, and now a couple of stragglers into Oklahoma. But Kansas and Missouri football, for how long? And I think Missouri, the state of Missouri, followed their football team a lot more. But I brought up, is it 25, 30 years ago that it became big to follow your Division II teams instead, because your Division I teams were so crappy? I mean, and that's definitely not been the case at Nebraska.
No, and it's just, I just don't understand it. We kind of mentioned this when we were off the air. Game days in Kearney, Nebraska. You know, you go to a grocery store, they're all wearing red. You know, they tell the staff, wear red to support the Huskers. And the university has your town's name on it. It's the University of Nebraska at Kearney. And I'm a Loper alum, and yes, I like going to the Husker games, but there's room in my heart for more than one child. There's room in my heart for more than one football program as well. I'm unabashedly and very proud to say that I do care more for how the Lopers do on a Saturday than I do the Huskers. And I'm okay publicly coming out and saying that. That doesn't mean I'm rooting against Nebraska. It doesn't. I'm hoping that they're going to win. I'm going to DVR the game, and I'm going to watch them after I've watched the Lopers play. Or if I got to choose between the two of them, I'm going to go with that local team. I'm going to go with my university. That's where I graduated from. And not everybody does that. And
well, you realize you are in the extremely vast minority, and
I
guess
do.
How does that?
It frustrates
how does that
me.
Change? I mean, because there's no. I mean, Nebraska football, I guess, would have to go in the tank, and the sellout streak would have to end.
And I don't want that to happen either. You know, to me, it would be, you know, try it, you'll like it. I really, honestly believe that if you go out and you watch UNK play football, play basketball, and you know the basketball is not where it once was, but try it, you'll like it. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot more fun to watch it in person than to watch stuff on television. I really believe that. And then, like I say, I often will go to the Loper game, and then I got the Husker game DVR'd. And so I just don't look at my Twitter feed. I don't look at my phone. I don't know what the score is. I enjoy, and you can watch a football game in an hour and a half, and it's a blowout. It's a half an hour.
Well, and Hastings College has great support as well.
Yeah,
and they're
do
an
well.
NAIA school, smaller community, but still, I see a lot of Hastings Broncos gear out there.
It's a community within a community, and I think that's still true of UNK. I just think it should be embraced by more of the community, and that level of support. And I really enjoy going to those games. And, you know, Pittsburgh State, their town identity. You go to Pittsburgh, you know it's Gorillas. You know what the school colors are for Pittsburgh State, because it's everywhere. It's everywhere. I went and watched the MIAA opener down in Washburn, Kansas. No, not in Washburn, Kansas. It's in Topeka there. But we went and went to the game, and we drove through Emporia and a few other places, and At the convenience stores, you could buy Emporia State gear, you could buy Washburn gear. I mean, you actually had more opportunities to buy Division II apparel than you had for KU or K-State or even Wichita State at the time. And it's just a completely different animal.
More Doug and Danny coming up here in just a moment, but right now Andy from Midway is with us. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Great to see you again. Keeping busy, getting ready for maybe a little time with the family, though, this weekend.
Yeah, it's looking forward to it. Anytime in this industry we can get a couple days off in a row, we're always pretty excited about it. And we've been busy. I mean, that's a good problem to have. I was told at a very, very early age that when the fish are biting, go fishing. So the last thing we're going to do is tell good customers that, you know what, hey, we're a little too busy to sell your cars.
It's never happened.
It's never.
You got too many great salespeople out there.
We do. We got a pretty good staff out there. We're actually we're in the process of hiring some more. We've been doing so much business that we need to expand a little bit once again. And so we're actually we're bringing on about three or four more sales representatives. And we're really excited for what the future has to bring. And a lot of great product rolling out. Kind of talking about that on the General Motors side. We are just literally weeks away from the brand new 2014 Silverado being at Midway.
Nice.
That new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, that's here. And I'll tell you what, if you haven't been impressed by what the Impalas have looked like over the last decade, I don't blame you. I'm not mad at you. It's a great car. But you got to come see this new thing in person.
Yeah, you do. I've looked at it. I've seen it. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it is. It's unbelievable. They're changing the game. And the thing is the one thing I really took away when I was out in Las Vegas in September at the General Motors meetings was in 13, their big thing is there's 13 new products rolling out in 2013. So they're calling it the 13 and 13, and between, the Corvette Stingrays and between, the Impalas and just a lot of other stuff that's being redesigned. It's going to be a pretty darn big year, and there's a lot of great stuff going on right now. You know, we got the triple saving sales event going on. What that means for you folks is you can go ahead and take the deep hassle-free discounts. Last time I checked, I think there's up to $10,000 off remaining 2013 Silverados. They're really trying to clear them out to make way for the 14s. And if you haven't been in the market, and if you own three of them, trade them all in. I'm serious. The rebates are absolutely phenomenal right now on there. And the cool part is, as part of the triple savings deal, is some of these vehicles out here, they still have a little bit of light dose of hail. We had that hail come through about 6 weeks ago. The great part about that is, so you can get the deep hassle-free discounts. You can also go ahead and get the hail sale money on that too. Or we'll go ahead and have it fixed. It's not that big of a deal. We have paintless dent repair guys that can go ahead and take care of that for you. But the real kicker is 1.9% money for 72 months with approved credit. Now, what that means is you can take up to $10,000 off, then take a little bit more off for the hail, and then get 1.9% money. It's pretty much unheard of in this area, because it usually means, well, if I want 1.9% money, I'm going to have to go ahead and give up $4,000 worth of rebates. Well, we're going to let you have your cake, and you can eat it also.
I love cake.
I know. I had my sister's graduation this weekend. Cake is good. And, the big thing is that we want to go ahead and pass on the savings to everybody that's out there. We don't feel that we need to make a whole lot of money on every car that we sell. We kind of take that whole volume business approach. We understand that to go ahead and get these great customers. And we look at it this way. If we can sell you a vehicle for, $10,000, $11,000 off now, 3 years from now, when you want to trade that thing back in, we're excited for that opportunity. opportunity because you got a great deal. And what we try and do is, you know, I'm not going to lie, we're not a nonprofit organization, but at the same time, we need to make a little bit of money on everyone. So what we do is we're just going to cut you a straight deal. It's going to be fantastic. It's the hassle-free approach. And, you know, and that's the reason that we've been growing at such a rapid rate. And, you know, Heath Phillips and Darren Sprague up there, all the guys in the gang up there, I mean, they're doing a fantastic job and we're rocking and rolling. I mean, there's so much new product coming out. I mean, everybody is on pins and needles up there and they just can't wait to see it.
Folks, don't forget to stop by. You can see them today. They will be closed on Memorial Day to spend some time with their family. But now through the end of the month, the deals are still there for you. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Of course, you can also see them at Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and online at thinkmidway.com. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, thanks a lot, Doug.
Andy from Midway with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll be back with more right after this.
The NBA playoffs on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Presented by AutoTrader.com. In a rematch of last year's Eastern Conference semifinals, the Pacers are looking for some revenge against the Heat. This year, a trip to the NBA Finals is on the line. Will history repeat, or are the Pacers destined to change it?
Game one, Pacers at the Heat, Wednesday night, tipping off at 7:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Mike Greenberg. Tired of your allergy symptoms interfering with your life? Try Allegra. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy. It starts working in just 1 hour and keeps working for 24 hours to relieve your toughest symptoms, like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes, even on the toughest pollen days. So stop suffering and start living with Allegra. Applies to first dose only. Among OTC-branded antihistamines, use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, and flexible network technology. With AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Strong phone, stronger service, unbeatable offer. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push.
For today, mostly cloudy skies. Do have a slight chance for an isolated shower. High temperature in the low 60s. Winds a bit breezy out of the northwest. And for tonight, low of 45. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently 55.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question yesterday. Other than Nebraska, who do you think will win the Big Ten baseball tournament? 38% of you, which isn't overwhelming, but it was the majority, took the number one seed Indiana. 23% took Michigan. Uh-oh. And then it was Illinois and Ohio State and Minnesota on down the line. I believe I chose Minnesota yesterday because they've got good pitching and they're playing at home.
Yeah, and no one else really agreed with you.
No, just 8% of us.
Pretty low percentage there.
Our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day today, what should the Cleveland Cavaliers do with the number one pick in this year's NBA draft? Keep it, trade it.
I don't think they're going to get enough value. There's nobody out there that really everybody wants where you're going to get two, three value picks as a result of it. So you might as well be the first one to pick. And if you don't pick that guy that's going to be that stud player, then it's on you.
So give it away to a really good team that can afford to give you a couple of players or a draft pick?
If you could get some value out of it, I think you'd be able to do it. I just don't think they're going to because there isn't that player that everybody wants to trade two, three picks for to get. So you might as well take the first one. I think more than likely the most logical thing for them to would be to keep it. But if somebody said, hey, we'll give you a couple number twos or our first round pick and a number two, then it might be worth it because there isn't really that player at the top that everybody wants to have.
Our Midtown Mark Cooler question, vote on it every single day and pick up points for our ESPN Superstation Rewards Fan Club. And you can do that at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com.
I just inadvertently poked my hand here. I think that's a flagrant foul on somebody in the NBA. I landed on my hand, so it's a flagrant foul. Oh, my head! I've been hit in the head with a shovel. Flopper.
Brian Urlacher retires. It's hard to believe he's been around 13 seasons.
Yeah, he's my second favorite middle linebacker who wore number 54. Yeah. Second favorite, Zach Thomas. Oh, God.
Well, hey, I represent, you know, I am loyal to my teams. Urlacher was a heck of a player. Holy cow.
AP's defensive player of the year in 2005, led them to the Super Bowl in 2006. And Brian Urlacher has retired from the National Football League. Time for our Loper Link on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. Special guest with us as the end of the year is here. And this will be two parts, Randy, obviously. John McBride, the athletic director at UNK, always joins us throughout the year. And then at the end of the year, we kind of like to recap what's going on in the world of sports for the Lopers. And, of course, Division II National Outdoor Track wraps up the season this weekend. Then, of course, last week we were up at the field for UNK's announcement that John would be stepping down at the end of July.
Well, obviously, we like to have these conversations to talk about where we've come, but also where we're going to be going. And obviously, that there's a lot of news involved with John and the direction of UNK Athletics.
So let's welcome in the athletic director at UNK, who's getting ready for a blue-gold meeting because the biggest fundraiser is just a couple of weeks away. John McBride with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. John, good morning. Thanks for the time.
Good morning. My pleasure.
The dust has settled on the announcement. How have you felt the last 8 days, and how have things already changed with you and your job up there?
It was a bit of a whirlwind. A lot of emotions and things happening pretty quickly. I'm very comfortable with the decision. I think it's the right decision long term for all the parties involved. Just was concerned about not being able to give total attention, total effort to a job that needs total effort, if not more than total effort. And as I said at the press conference, it's just an all-consuming job, and you're working every day of the week and almost every day of the year. You're on call all the time. You know, there's a lot of tough decisions, tough situations. Personally and professionally that you deal with, and it just wears on you. And I haven't had second doubts about it. I've had a lot of comments, a lot of calls, a lot of letters, some heard from people I haven't talked to in a while, and everybody's been very, very much in support of the decision that I made to take care of my health and focus on some things moving forward as it relates to me and my family.
John, have you had the opportunity to maybe have a little bit more downtime to try to have some of those health benefits, or will that not really come until you've completely ended your tenure?
Well, I'm technically supposed to not be here as much, and I'm trying to carve some time out to get out of the office and to not be in here as much as I did before. It's tough after 30 years to change your way of doing things, and usually the lights were on end of the night, and I was able to get here early in the morning and get going, and that changed recently. It wasn't easy as to get here in the morning, and I wasn't able to spend the late nights as I was before. So just sort of segueing into that, we're not in any rush with that. I needed to slow down the pace, and we'll do that, but we've got a lot of work to do between now and the end of July to prepare for the time ahead and to wrap up this season. So there's plenty of work to do. My staff's been awesome, and coaches have been very understanding and allow me the personal time to deal with things. And in this world of emails and cell phones, it's pretty easy to get work done from outside an office at the same time.
John McBride, the athletic director at UNK, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter. John, I'll ask you this, and you can comment any way you want, because everybody has a different way they want to talk about personal issues, but I know the whole Loper family just wants to know, how are you doing? How is your health? What are the doctors telling you? And if you don't want to discuss it, I can understand that as well.
Well, I think it's important, because I had quite a few questions over the past year or so from people that were wondering, about my condition and what was affecting me. So that's why we felt it was important to deal with it. Parkinson's takes some focus to deal with it. If you manage Parkinson's, you can live with it fairly well. You're going to be affected by it. It's a progressive disease, but you're able to manage it with medicine, exercise, physical therapy, and things I talked about, and avoiding stressful situations is part of that getting better scenario. So, I have my good days and bad days with it. It's very tiring, and long hours. Going on trips, going to championship events over multiple days, conference meetings, those type of things takes a toll on me. So that's where I came to the realization that the two weren't going to mesh. Parkinson's and a full-time job as athletic director, and I'm doing well. I'm exercising and going through the routines on a regular basis to stay fit and meeting with the doctors on a regular basis, and so we're very confident that I have a good life ahead of me. I just felt like the time was right to focus on that element of my life.
John, it's been 9 days, and you're obviously very much at peace and gave a lot of thought into your decision. What have those 9, almost now 10 days been like since then in terms of how people have responded to your decision?
It's been very positive across the board, and I can't say enough for all the comments that I've received and the phone calls and the letters. And probably the rewarding thing is to hear from the people that you helped get to where they are in their lives and the profession, in sports administration. In a 30-year time period, I've had the wonderful opportunity to interact and work with a lot of people, been able to help some folks get their careers started, and now they're 20 years into their careers. And when people like that take the time to drop a note, phone or email, and tell you that you've had a significant impact on their lives, that's what it's all about. And it's gratifying to know there's a lot of folks that I helped along the way. And it's still tough to realize it probably won't hit me till next year, guys, when August rolls around and the teams are reporting and we're starting to have all the compliance meetings. And that's when I think it'll be toughest, because this is, won't be dealing with the student athletes and the coaches like I've done for 30 years, and that I'm probably not looking forward to. The after informing the staff, it's been a pretty good week as we get ready to move into the next phase of the career.
Well, let's look back at this first year in the MIAA and kind of recap this as we would any other year. But it's a little strange, obviously, because now it's here. It took a while to get everything decided, get it in place. The work is ongoing as we continue to talk about here. But this 2012-13 sports season will wrap up with the track championships this weekend. Your initial thoughts to the first year in the MIAA for UNK?
Well, I'd say that there was Randy being an educator. I don't know if you grade on the curve, Randy?
No, it was pretty much a straight grade. Sorry.
Okay. Well, it was a learning curve. There's no question about it. I think we knew they were good. We knew they fully funded the majority of their programs, and we knew that they were arguably the best D2 conference in the country. That was all affirmed, and they're better. They do a heck of a job of supporting their programs. They've got outstanding athletes, outstanding facilities, outstanding budgets, outstanding support from the communities. So we have our work cut out for us. It was better competition than I even expected it, the level of competition to be. When you travel around the conference and see what folks are doing from a facility standpoint and a support standpoint, you realize that we have to ramp it up in all areas to be more competitive in the MIAA. At the same time, I think we learned what type of people we needed to recruit, where our focus needed to be in all the sports, and how we need to prioritize some things in the near future and the long run to be competitive on a regular basis. But I did feel good about how we competed. You know, even with the records in football and basketball, we were in a number of games during the course of the season that could have turned our way and made a difference. We could have been playing in a basketball tournament at the end of the year. We would have been maybe a 500 team in football with a break or two along the way. So we're not that far off. We competed in a lot of sports. Baseball, we were in the hunt until the end of the season for the tournament. You know, we won championships in wrestling and volleyball. Track was competitive and is competitive. Tennis was competitive. You can go on down the road, and I think we'll be okay in the long term. The key is, we made an investment in the MIAA, and we got to continue working to get better to compete. And I think in time the support will grow too. An area of concern, guys, is the local community support. Now more than ever, the teams and student athletes and coaches need the support of the fans. We need to be packing the stadium week in and week out. It makes a difference. You go on the road in these games, the teams have full stadiums, and they have an impact when there's a home crowd. That's what we need to do on an day in and day out basis. It'll make a difference on how we compete and our level of play at home. Trust me.
Well, you kind of led right into my question I was going to ask, John, and that is the three areas. So you mentioned the support, the finances, and the facilities. Would you say that the facilities are in pretty good shape, but finances are one of those other areas that maybe UNK is lacking a little bit compared to their brethren in the MIAA?
I think that's fair. You know, everybody talks about the scholarship equivalencies, and obviously we've made some inroads with football, which was the biggest discrepancy. We're getting better in the other sports, and I think you know, with a little bit of bump in budget, scholarship budget support for the sports, you know, and we know what sports need to do that. We'll be competitive. The support budgets, the number of assistant coaches that are in the MIAA, we have a lot of sports where we don't have full-time assistant coaches, and they have maybe one or two full-time assistant coaches. Recruiting budgets, sport budgets, just where you can buy uniforms and equipment, coaches' salaries, assistant coaches' salaries, administrative salaries, you know, all those things are better funded in the MIAA, and we're probably 20-30% behind where some of those people are with those types of financial support. You know, just the facilities, I think we're in good shape. I think, you know, if we can address areas in some areas where we need to do track and tennis and in an indoor facility down the road, we're not too far away. We've got some great football and basketball, volleyball facilities that no one can hold a match to. So feel good about that area. We can be better in that area. But the overall support of the program is probably the most impressive thing. That you know, a lot of our coaches are doing it with less money in all aspects of the game, from recruiting to running their sports programs to hiring coaching staffs to getting the student athletes in here. So it's a challenge. There's no question about it. Got to have the right people running the programs.
UNK Athletic Director John McBride is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got a lot more to talk about here on our Loper Link, so we'll take a break and back with more from John after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We know what season is here, grilling season. We also know you need to give your grill a break sometimes. I suggest you do that on Mondays and Tuesdays when all kids' meals are just $1.99. Hey, we're not talking fast food here, real burgers. We're just trying to do your grill a favor at HK Sports Bar and Grill, where our grill is bigger than your dad's.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, I'm Mike Greenberg. Tired of your allergy symptoms interfering with your life? Try Allegra. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy. It starts working in just 1 hour and keeps working for 24 hours to relieve your toughest symptoms, like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes, even on the toughest pollen days. So stop suffering and start living with Allegra. Applies to first dose only. Among OTC-branded antihistamines, use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Driving to the grocery store. Sure, Goodyear tires can face it. Get some milk, maybe some carrots, and then drive back home. But Goodyear is also the official tire of NASCAR, and everything we learn making tires for expert drivers inspires what we roll into yours. You don't just want milk and carrot tires, do you? Go to Goodyear.com and find out how to get up to a $160 rebate. Goodyear, more driven. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, mostly cloudy skies, due to a slight chance for an isolated shower, high temperature in the low 60s. Winds a bit breezy out of the northwest. And for tonight, low of 45. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently 55.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug, due to Randy Bushcutter. We're chatting with athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, John McBride. Talked a lot about his retirement in our last segment. So much more to talk about here with the athletic director at UNK. Brian is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for just another couple of minutes here. Athletic director for the Lopers. The Blue Gold is coming up. John, wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about that again for a moment.
I appreciate that. We're filling up pretty good, and if somebody's still thinking about getting a team in, we need to get them registered as soon as we can. We're using three courses: Owerri Dunes, Metal Arc, and the Kearney Country Club. And I would, we're being around the 50 team mark, I think, but when it's all said and done, between those three courses, so we're excited about the response. And there's still room for some people. If you want to get in, just check out our website. There's a story there, but you can also call us at 865-8514 and get the team involved in Blue Gold. But this is an opportunity to get this $50,000 that we raise on an annual basis is part of our budget. And it's part of our what we needed to exist, and we're trying to make it an even bigger and better event as we move forward. So it's Monday, June the 3rd. 10 o'clock at those three courses, still time to get involved, and we urge you to do that to support the Lopers.
You mentioned the $50,000 that's raised. Explain exactly, John, what that's used for and the importance of that for your overall budget.
It's scholarship monies. It goes against the bottom line of the scholarships that we award on an annual basis to our student-athletes. So bottom line is, if we didn't raise that money, we wouldn't have $50,000 to work with on campus to give out for scholarships. So, while everybody's doing their own fundraising, which is important for those sports, obviously, we have to make sure some bottom line things are taken care of. And this is a crucial annual event for us.
John, I want to kind of reiterate something here before we let you go that I was the one that asked you the question during the press conference last week about your process of hiring coaches, because so little really changeover or turnover during your 11 years and your tenure. And you had a very excellent point about the fine line of student-athlete at the Division II level, and maybe a couple programs have struggled the last couple of years, but you look at what the kids are getting out of it, and we don't have any programs that are an embarrassment at UNK. We don't have anybody that's going 1-20 or 2-15 or anything like that, and yet we still have programs at UNK that are successful the last couple of years, volleyball, wrestling, bringing home championships. The new AD will probably in the next few years have to make a few of those, I'm not saying changes, there'll be some coaches retire or move on or resign or whatever the case may be. Just again, I was hoping you'd reiterate how there is that, where you find that balance, where you find that fine line to keep what's going on at UNK going on from that aspect.
Well, I hesitate on answering Doug. It's a difficult thing to try to explain to people, and I do appreciate the opportunity because I think that's a skill set for an athletic director, and he's got to be a good judge of character and be able to hire good people. If you've got good people that are committed to things and they're committed to doing the job at 150% and they're committed to bringing in student athletes that are you know, good students, they're committed to bringing in good people who are going to represent the institution well. They're committed to bringing in people that are going to graduate from UNK and be good ambassadors moving forward. Those are all integral parts of the character traits that I'm looking for when I'm hiring a coach. You hire good people to do good jobs. You allow them the ability to run their programs and be successful. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, and you make a change at some point. And I think you have a good enough communication network with the coaches to be able to have those type of discussions. So they're not walking around on pins and needles all the time. They know what the expectations are. They know what they need to do. They're working hard and they're working fully dedicated to the job and they're committed to getting better. Are all, you know, part of making the decision as to who you're going to continue to work with. But the student-athlete experience is the bottom line. And if they're having a bad student-athlete experience, we address that. But I'm likely to address that with the coaches as much as I can before I give up on a coach because I believe in them as people that much.
John, your successor is going to be in a very unique situation in that there's going to be at least three former athletic directors around town. You're still going to be working for the university as an advisor. What is your role going to be, and how difficult do you think it'll be to be in that situation that your successor will find themselves in?
Well, I hope I can make that as less stressful as I can for him, and be an asset for him, be an attribute for him instead of a negative influence. So, the person is going to have my support and getting better. I think it would be nice to have that resource. I can tell you that, guys, for an AD coming in to be able to sit down and pick somebody's brain who's been doing it for 10 or 11 years. That's not always the case. We do have the luxury of having former ADs that are still around town, Beach and Dick Beechner and Coach Zickman. Mike Sumter was even here in Kearney for a while, so everybody likes Kearney and sticks around Kearney. There's no question about it. But I think I joked in the press conference, Buck Mahoney, I think asked what type of special advice or special help I'd be, and I said, I don't know. I've never been a special assistant of the chancellor. but I'm going to do what he needs me to do to help us get better in the job, try to stay out of their way and let them do the job moving forward. I'll be a good worker for UNK. I believe in UNK. I believe in Kearney. I look forward to continue to work with people. I can't say enough to the chancellor and the UNK administration for their support in this entire ordeal that I'm going through. And the ability to be able to continue working is important. My brain's doing just fine, guys, and I want to use it. I want to use it effectively for UNK and the Lopers.
Well, we had this extended long interview with UNK Athletic Director John McBride because I always figured that this is pretty non-stressful, talking on the Doug and Daddy show. So I hope that's the case.
And therapeutic.
Of course, John has always been upfront, forthright with us, especially when we were talking about some of the things going into the MIAA. And I know we always asked, at least during the interview, a couple three-pointed questions, and John always had the answers for us. So, John, I'll let you out of here, and we'll finish it up on this last note because I guess it's something I didn't really think about or realize, but since you stepped down, I've had two or three people bring this up to me, and I think I know the answer in the right way, in the direction of all this, but the thought I got from these conversations was that right now, athletic departments are either all in on football, or like UNO, they dissolve it from a financial standpoint to concentrate on other issues. Can you ever envision a day that UNK would not have a football program? Because it looks like they're trying to get to the all-in point.
I don't see that. I don't see that happening. I'm not going to be the athletic director, so I can't speak for that person. I've worked with Doug Christensen for 10 years. That program is so important. You know, it has 100 young men. That's part of our campus now. It's added diversity to campus. It's a whole new world for, you know, some of these guys that are coming to Kearney. There's so much positive from having athletics. I'm not in favor of, you know, dropping sports to begin with. I think I'm going to search for every other alternative before that would ever, you know, happen. So I certainly don't see it. I certainly hope it doesn't happen. And we've made some, you know, investments and have some support in this community for football right now that I think it would be a you know, wrong step, in my opinion, to go in that direction. So I certainly don't see it. But I, you know, I, like I said, I won't be the AD. I guess I would just leave it that, you know, I think you've seen those commercials on television, guys, where people have stayed at the Holiday Inn Expresses, and everybody sort of knows how to do it, everybody's job. This job is pretty unique, and it takes some special skill sets. It takes some trust. There's a whole lot more to the decisions than what people ultimately see in public. For a lot of reasons, takes a lot of patience, takes a lot of skills, takes a lot of experience of being there and doing that. So, I would just ask people to rally behind whoever's the athletic director, rally behind the teams in the coming years, continue to support the teams as best you can, whatever way you can, and we can collectively get better. And I think we're poised for a great deal of success and a great run in the MIAA, guys. And we just started. We're not losing patience. We need the fans to not lose their patience with the Lopers.
No doubt about it. Everything takes time, and I think it'll probably be a quick process here with UNK being right in the mix in the MIAA. John McBride with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, always gracious with his time. We'll let you get off to the meeting, John, and thanks so much. And hopefully everything works out, and we'll continue to see you around and maybe have you back on the air whenever something's going on with the Lopers.
Be happy to do that. Remember, guys, the glass is half full.
Sounds great, John. Yeah, I guess it all depends on how you look at things, Randy. Always, John's always positive,
yeah.
Forward thinking.
Yeah. And again, he's absolutely right. I mean, a lot of things are heading in the right direction and everything like that. So I got a lot of respect for that man, and I certainly wish him the best of luck down the road.
Got a couple of emails while we were talking with John about what we were talking about before the interview, getting more people involved with UNK and the transition in the MIAA and some of the things you see there. Dave in Kearney says, Then let us tailgate at UNK games with booze and get more fans. They do it everywhere else.
And he's absolutely right. I think a little bit of alcohol would help that. The problem UNK has is that state of Nebraska does not allow alcohol on any of their premises. So when you go to a Nebraska game and you're tailgating, you're actually off the campus. You're not on UNL property. You're not on state property in those places that allow the alcohol. We all know there's places right next to the stadium you can't have it. That's where the line is. That's state property. So it'd be nice to have a parking lot right next, and boy, college students would like a little extra parking there too, if there was a spot right next to the campus where you could do that. I think it'd be a great idea. I think geographically that we'd be a little challenged to make that happen, though.
This comes from Doug and Carney, who says, Doug and Randy, great start to the show today about the MIAA. Step back. The MIAA is the best overall conference in Division II. Back in the late 80s and early 90s, the old Central States Conference broke up due to the fact that some schools, like Washburn, Emporia, Missouri Southern, Missouri Western, made the decision to move from the NAIA to Division II. Kearney State, UNK, made a slow and, I might add, painful decision to move in that direction a few years too late. With that being said, I have complete confidence that the leadership at UNK has the foresight to make the decisions that will have a positive impact on the future of UNK. We're very fortunate to have Loper Athletics in Central Nebraska, so go support the many great events that are played at a very high level with Nebraska athletes.
Absolutely, and he hit the nail absolutely on the head. And I think one of the things that I hope UNK is able to do is market themselves well enough in the state that they can recruit some of the athletes in the state. You know, with UNO being out of the football business, that opens the door for UNK to have access to some pretty good athletes in the greater metro area of Omaha and even in the Lincoln area that aren't quite good enough to play Division One, that can be just outstanding athletes in Division Two.
And they might be good enough to play Division One.
And some would be. Yeah, certainly. I mean, your Danny Woodheads of the world didn't get recruited and certainly have proved that they were good enough to play in Division One. You're absolutely right about that. But I think this opens the door for them to be able to be kind of that other university in the state in terms of its exposure and its marketing. And I'm grateful that we have a chancellor that understands the value. Chancellor Christensen often refers to athletics as being UNK's front door, as he sees the value in that, and I think that's going to be very, very beneficial.
Let's wrap up our Loper Link with a couple of other notes here. UNK senior Brian Wiest, within the last week, as we talked about on the sports, made the Daytronics All-Central Regional Team. He's now up for All-American honors. And 10 members of the UNK Track and Field Championships are in Pueblo, Colorado over the next 3 days, this Thursday through Saturday, for the Division II Track and Field Championships. It starts tomorrow with Dylan Trote in the decathlon, first five events. Then Friday, they finish that up. Kyle Glidden and Ryan Hercock will be in the discus. Andrea Howe in the discus. Marissa Bongers, the 800 prelims for her and Paul Pape as well on Friday. Then Saturday, you have got the finals. Also Tanner Fruit in the 5,000. Michael Thalkin in the shot put. Mark Seba in the pole vault. Marty Molina in the triple jump. And that will be going on Saturday. And that's our Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VARD, and conventional home loans, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. We've got more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Tops will take good care of you. Glass Doctor, Glass Doctor.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, You're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about Dads and Grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supply.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter. Still a couple of minutes left on the show today, and don't forget, folks, that TNL Irrigation wants to take care of you so that you have that years of proven hydraulic technology in your pocket. You know it, you trust it. There's no more time, money, or water to waste when you're taking care of your crops. Time to make the change or to add on with a hydrostatically powered TNL pivot system from TNL Irrigation. And all most importantly, to make life easier on you. Oh, love easier life. I know you work hard, but...
Where do I sign up for that?
Why get yourself pounded in the head? You're working hard. There's no hassles, no more dangerous electricity, more production from your crops. The choice is simple. Discover the difference by visiting your local TNL dealer or online at TLIRR.com. TNL, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Oh, anniversary day today. Know this?
No, I do not. Ah, little Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Oh. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor.
46 years ago, the debut show of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, which should not be confused with the Jim Carrey parody that is all over YouTube. Yeah. From his early days, which is still funny. But
Mr. Back when he was funny, yeah.
Mr. Rogers. Wow. Easy, Sergio.
Hey, there's no chicken comment in there at all.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, 46 years ago. We've got NBA basketball tonight, Indiana at Miami. Tip-off at 7:30. Coverage begins, of course, at 6:30 here on ESPN Radio. Also, here's a note from, again, one of the off sports, women's tennis, but Nebraska's Mary Weatherholt. She's going to go down as one of the most decorated athletes in any sport at the University of Nebraska, named the ITA Sissy Leary Award winner for sportsmanship. The prestigious national award was presented in conjunction with the NCAA championships that she is playing at. She's a two-time Big Ten Women's Tennis Athlete of the Year, became the first Husker in history to claim 200 combined victories in her career, and she is playing at this hour in Urbana, Illinois, in the NCAA championships.
Good for her. That's awesome.
There you go. And as if there wasn't enough college football to talk about, the College Football Bowl schedule is out for next season. The opening day, Saturday, December 21st, seems late, just the way the calendar falls. Ends Monday, January 6th, which is earlier than sometimes, but that's when the Monday falls. Little Caesars Pizza Bowl, these are the Big Ten Bowls, December 26th. The Texas Bowl is December the 27th. The Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl, December the 28th. You don't want to play in any of those. And then four games on New Year's Day, four of the six involve Big Ten teams, and two of them are BC. Well, excuse me, you've got the Rose Bowl, so that makes five of them.
Yeah.
Gator, Heart of Dallas, Capital One, Outback, and the Rose Bowl. And then if you happen to get a team in the national championship, look out. But you could have five Big Ten teams playing on New Year's Day, and that's something the Big Ten is trying to not necessarily get away from because they love playing on New Year's Day, but they don't want all of their teams playing at the same time.
I'd like to spread that out a little bit. Yeah, it'd be a great opportunity for them. And again, that is a solid conference top to bottom. They just need to have a little bit more success in the offseason to kind of get things going.
So we'll see how it goes.
In the non-conference is what I mean.
And we get to talk a little football tomorrow with Dirk Chatelain of the Omaha World-Herald. He's going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're also going to recap the state golf tournament. Hopefully at least one championship coach, and who knows how things will play out today. Best of luck as they are all on the course now in their final round. Meadowlark Hills here in Kearney for D, Jackrabbit Run in Grand Island for B, A and C are in Lincoln at Pioneers and at Highlands Golf Course. We want to thank UNK Athletic Director John McBride, retiring at the end of next month, for an extended stay here on the Doug and Daddy Show today, and to the folks that emailed and dropped us all kinds of info on the show today. We're going to give away more Nebraska Danger tickets tomorrow as well. Damon Day is going to be back in as my co-host, and we'll see if Nebraska is 1-0 in the Big Ten tournament or 0-1 in the Big Ten tournament.
And that's going to be all crucial for the Huskers and their chances.
Don't forget, 3:30, pregame at 3 on 12:30 a.m. KHAS this afternoon, the Huskers in Michigan. Have a great day, everyone.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.